It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, podcast, here we go. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
What up?
The Plan B After Show podcast. All right, let's get right to it. We're going to do it. We're going to get right to it. Sue it.
In a non-sexual kind of way for once.
No, we're going to do it. So you showed me this video earlier, and it makes me shake my head.
You know, I wonder if it just came out because there were only like 7 comments on it. There were a lot of shares, so maybe not.
Fresh. It's a fresh video. Well, give everyone just a quick rundown on what the video was.
So basically, I was just going through Facebook, scrolled through it, and apparently this past weekend, it seems like.
Yeah.
Disneyland. They were in Toonland?
Toonland.
It's part of Disneyland, I guess.
Yeah.
Basically, it's just it's two families yelling and screaming at each other, dropping F-bombs left and right.
And the adults. This is adults.
These are adults in there. You can just tell a bunch of baby carriages around, a bunch of kids around.
Well, it's Disneyland.
It starts off on a bad foot. I'm like, damn it, dude.
Yeah.
And then they just start going at it, both families
fighting,
duking it out. And then the one dad starts hitting the wife. And then the wife starts hitting the other wife. And then some other dude comes in and starts wailing on the other wife. And it's like, first off, it's fighting at Disneyland,
yeah,
which sucks.
Yeah.
You know, come on, guys.
It's the
look
happiest
around.
Place on earth.
Second of all, it's dudes wailing on women, which is, oh, my God. Third off, everybody's standing around.
Yeah.
Watching it.
Yep.
Filming it. Not doing shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, dude, this guy, I mean, granted, the guy that's throwing the haymakers is a big dude. It's a big black dude.
Yeah.
You know, intimidating.
Yeah.
Still, though, there's like 5 of us. We can do this, guys.
Yeah.
You know, we can take this guy needs to be choked out.
It's tough because do you jump in on something like that? And we'll get into more of the fighting and everything. Because
Yeah. It's easier to say, yes, I would, when you're not there watching the video.
Well, you don't know if they have a gun or a knife.
Absolutely.
Anybody could have a weapon on them.
Absolutely.
And you're going to break it up. Now you're in the middle of it, which is tough. I think the best thing to do is if you can knowingly get in there without putting yourself in danger or escalating the situation,
right,
I think you should step in and do something or maybe say something. Otherwise, leave it to the cops, security guards. They're trained to handle that kind of stuff. Hopefully nothing terrible happens before then. But as soon as you showed me this video, I immediately thought of another video that I saw at a Little League game where these adults, I mean, it is a all-out brawl. And it's like, and these kids are just like, what is going on? It's the adults, and I see this so many times.
Why does it happen so many times at baseball games? Like children baseball games.
Because all these parents think their kid is going to the pros, and they're taking it way too seriously. It's ridiculous.
They're doing it for themselves.
They are. That's what it is. They're living vicariously. They're trying to.
And for some reason, it happens more often in baseball. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But it seems like baseball.
People are very passionate about it, yeah. It's because all these hacks that never made it in sports themselves now think that, you know, their kid's going to be some superstar, and so they're trying to relive their glory days through that.
It's always the dad who plays like the Wednesday night softball get-together.
Yeah, drunk at a Little League game.
Right, he dresses up to the max,
but
he wears the sunglasses.
Yeah,
takes
exactly.
it way too serious.
Exactly. He's wearing the baseball jersey,
right,
you know.
Right.
Yeah, the backwards cap. Oakleys. It's like, dude, calm down.
All right.
Everyone will get orange slices at the end.
Yeah.
But so many times you see it's the parents ruining these things for their kids, all because of their own hangups. And it's like, I don't have kids, but I could never see myself fighting an umpire because of a blown call at a Little League game.
You look like a moron.
You do.
You look ridiculous.
You know?
Yeah.
And you know, unfortunately, what it is. It's teaching these kids bad habits.
Absolutely. And even so, what are you going to get out of it?
What are you going to get out of it?
You know, jail time.
Yeah.
You'll get that.
What are you going to get out of fighting another family at Disneyland?
You're not getting pride.
No.
You're not getting.
It's embarrassing.
You're not getting anything but a ridiculous video that people are going to bitch at you about.
Yeah.
And probably jail time.
Yeah. And the problem is, unfortunately, a lot of these adults, if you can call them adults,
no,
the way they're acting, they don't care. They don't care about what other people say about them. That's why they have no problem fighting at a Little League game or fighting at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody should just carry taser guns. You know? The ones that actually shoot out.
Yeah, that's true.
Why not?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
I have a feeling that would be abused.
Well, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
But in certain situations, like this one, though, the two we're talking about,
yeah,
just a simple taser gun would fix it. You know?
I think so.
Because everybody says, yeah, well, I want to go choke that guy out. But choking somebody out's a little harder than you think. You know? When they're resisting.
Yeah, exactly. Stop resisting.
But, man, you know, I like the chloroform idea that we brought up.
Yeah.
You know, everybody just carry a bottle of that.
A lot less issues if you know at any moment.
Or how about this? Brilliant idea. Yeah. Just thought of this, and it's the future. You know what's going to happen? These videos are gone because we're going to have robots walking around just looking for shit like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And you don't want to mess with a robot.
No. They'll tase you. They'll get you all cuffed up and ready to go. Or we could just stop being terrible people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's that thing.
Oh, yeah.
We're all on this earth together. But I can't tell you how many times you see a brawl breaks out at Burger Joint or Little League game turns violent. And it's like, and it is. It's the adults.
Mm-hmm.
It's these adults, and I don't get it. I mean, people like you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we had kids, and then we go to a game, or we go to Disneyland, or we go to a restaurant, and then we fight other adults over what?
I think the only way
out. Does it say what these people are fighting about?
No, not really. It just starts, and they're just yelling at each other.
God.
Probably something stupid.
It always is.
I think the only way I could get in a fight over my kid is if somebody hits my kid.
Yeah, if somebody hits my kid, I understand. But even then, though, you fighting them is...
just not. It's not teaching him anything.
No, it's not. I mean, you want to stand up for yourself. And obviously, if the kid is in danger, I think that's a different circumstance. You're protecting your child at that point.
Right.
But, you know, most of these are... not over something physical that happened, you know, with a kid or anything like that. It's just adults getting their feelings hurt or just being, you know, ridiculous about something. Oh, he cut in line. I'm going to fight him. Why?
Right. Every video is the same, too. It's like a bunch of dudes duking it out. There's kids around crying. And then there's the wives screaming right behind the camera.
Yeah.
Stop!
Yeah.
Stop! Yeah. God, you're making them worse.
I don't understand the fascination that everyone has with fighting people. I don't get it.
This is the video I want to see. The dad's just duking it out, just drunk, backwards hat, baseball sunglasses on, just like usual, you know, living vicariously through the kids. But then all the kids get together, and they're like, you know what? This is it.
Yeah.
We're done with this. And they just start wailing on the adults. As a group of like 30 of them.
They get their little aluminum T-ball bats,
right,
and they just start beating that. Is that what you want?
Dink, dink,
oh,
dink.
God, just right
dink.
The shins, all shin shots.
Right.
You know what? That would get the adults
all there. Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Right.
No.
Get in your car and get the hell out of here.
Oh, man.
Go home.
So, it is. Don't be that adult. There's so many people out there for some reason that just everyone wants, there's always those people that want to fight. It's all the people that just, they need to fight someone.
Is it with baseball?
I don't know. Yeah.
What do you think? It's like the most, like, you're just sitting in this, every time I've been to a baseball game, it's been the most calm I've ever been because there's no action.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're just sitting there watching your kid.
Well, and I'm sorry, no sport should be, you're not athletes. You're sitting there watching the athletes. You don't need to fight other people because they're wearing, like when we went to the Detroit Packers game.
Yeah.
That guy wanted to fight me.
Fight you because you had a Green Bay hat on. And you said something sarcastically in passing, well, which everybody does.
I was on the phone. This is another perfect example. So I'm on the phone. I'm on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a lot of people around. And the guy walked past me and straight up like,
shoulder you.
Like,
that's
shoulder
what it was.
Me. Like, because I was in the way. And so I said something. I said, excuse you.
Right.
And then, he wanted to fight me.
I knew it was happening.
The best
I'm
part,
like, oh God.
And then he's talking to me. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm on the phone.
Right.
He was getting so mad.
He got bailed out by his mom.
Yeah, yeah.
His mom was like, no, it's not worth it.
I think I told him, keep walking. I said, just keep walking.
Right. That's what he said.
What are you going to do, fight me? Because I was standing in the middle and you're mad that your team lost?
No, Brock said, walk on home, boy.
My best Phil Anselmo impersonation. Yeah, for some reason, people get so violent when it comes to sports. It's like, folks, stop it. More than likely, you're out of shape. You're not ever going to play for that team. You're never going to play a professional sport. You getting violent over your team is the dumbest thing ever. I'm very passionate about the Green Bay Packers.
Absolutely.
But I've never wanted to fight someone.
It's the competitiveness in dudes, I think.
In everyone, though. I've seen women that get all riled up, especially like adults and their kids. And it's like, stop.
I've seen people walk off the golf course.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's golf.
Yeah, relax.
You're not going to play good first off.
You're not trying to get that gold jacket or right. whatever it is.
It's like green jacket. Yeah, who gives a shit?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just people get so, they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be.
Especially if it's around your child.
Yeah, you know, stop.
Chances are your child probably doesn't even want to be there.
No.
He's there because you made him be
there. Yeah, he wants the orange slices or the pizza party at the end of the game.
Over-aggressive dad. Stop. Yeah. Stop with that. Yeah. Who are you? Oh, what are you doing?
You're a big, tough man.
Yeah.
Oh, you fought another out-of-shape dad. Good for you.
Your backwards hat wearing baseball sunglasses.
Douchebag.
You're wearing your jersey. I just know that guy.
Yeah.
I know that guy. And he always talks about baseball. He's always, like, talking about his kid, man. He's going to state, man. They're going. He's
yelling at his kid for not keeping his eye on the ball.
There's always one dad that's
always
yelling from the stands. He's just like, shut up. I had a buddy. I never played baseball, but I'd go watch my buddy play.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, his dad would be screaming. The only guy screaming from the stands. Like, dude, you don't feel like people staring at you?
Yeah.
You do it every game.
Like, they don't. And they just don't care.
You've
they
been
have that
kicked
mindset.
Out, like, three times.
And they think that doing that.
God, you suck.
Yeah, you do suck. If you fight and yell and are that adult, you suck.
You suck, man.
You suck so much.
Here's what you do. You ask your kid what he wants to do. If he wants to play baseball, then let him play baseball. And then you support it.
It's not even that. It's just just be a supportive parent and fighting someone, the umpire, or fighting at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Like, those adults ruined that trip. They paid money to go to this place for their kids, more than likely, and then they ruined it by fighting for no reason.
It's how you support your kid with any sport he wants to play. Agree with that. Let him play any sport he wants. And then if he wants to go to, like, a camp in the summer, pay for it.
Yeah.
Let them go. Let them hang out with the other kids.
Yeah.
You know?
And just know that more than likely, they're not going pro, and just accept that fact.
Yeah, your kid's not going pro.
It's okay. That's fine. But that doesn't mean that you need to act like they are.
Seventh grade basketball broke my effing heart, dude. Our seventh grade coach just raw, just straight up told us, first day of practice, all right, boys, sit down. Right in a row in front of him, he points at every one of us. You guys, every single one of you, none of you are going to make it to the NBA. Damn, dude, drop the bomb, seventh grade. And that's all we thought. That's around the Michael Jordan era.
Yeah, of
you know,
course.
Everybody loved basketball. Yeah. Everybody wanted to go to the NBA. Dude, I'm pretty sure one kid started crying. Why? I want to go to the NBA.
He's crying into his and-one shirt.
He almost shot himself in the foot because my buddy almost did go to the NBA.
But he didn't, though.
He didn't.
No, he's fine.
Damn.
No, he was right.
Yeah. He was right.
He didn't say, he never said none
almost.
Of you.
Almost.
You might get close. Yeah. No, he said, you're not making it.
Damn it. He was right. He was right.
Yeah, he was right.
Yeah.
You know what? That was a 100% accurate statement.
Yeah.
Well, long story short, don't be an asshole if you're an adult, okay?
Jesus,
just
man.
Stop
just
being
get
a
it
dick.
Together.
Yeah, get it together, for God's sakes. All right, good enough? Mm-hmm. Does that work for you? Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Let's go to a baseball game start beating people
up. Which kid's yours? I'm just here to fight.
I don't even know who's playing.
Yeah. No, I'm just here to fight
just
some dad.
Slam a beer and just start swinging.
I'm just waiting for some guy to say something so I can fight him. What'd you say? All right. I'll explore more on this website, WIRX.com, where you found the Plan B After Show podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
And why do none of them use bats? There's like 1,000 bats sitting around. You never see one of them.
They don't want a deadly weapon. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, they're not going to murder anybody with their hands. They know that. So they're winded after the first three minutes.
So what are you here for, man? My kid struck out and I ended up killing a guy for it.
Yeah, I murdered my third umpire. It's ridiculous. All right, guys, we'll see you next time.